Hi everybody, thank you for joining me this Friday on our ninth episode in this series, in the Detour series. Hi everybody, this is round two. I'm Taruna Said, Navigator-in-Chief and co-founder at Encompass Experiences. We're a conscious travel company that curates immersive experiences and journeys within India and throughout the world. So in the Detour series, I talk to some amazing people, mavericks from different walks of life, conscious thought leaders and experts about their life journeys. I spoke to Marissa a little while back. I'm just gonna get on for a quick question, then I'll summarize our chat. Today's guest is my friend Marissa, director at Shah Wellness Clinic. It's a holistic wellness experience based close to Alicante in Spain, on the shores of the Mediterranean Sea between the Bay of Altea and a natural park surrounding these magnificent, stunning cliffs. Marissa is passionate about all things wellness, and of course she loves to travel all over the world. I was in I was at Shah exactly a year ago. This is a bit of a homecoming of sorts for me, and we're going to talk about the Shah method and share some of the good stuff with you guys. Let me just bring her back on. Hey Marissa.
Hello.
Hey Marissa, hola, you're back. See, we're not, we don't want to let you go so quickly.
No worries, it's fine.
All right, so I just want to quickly, I know you have to go for lunch. I just want to quickly ask you, you know, what according to you is the quintessential Shah philosophy?
Well, you know, it's all about, you know, mental, body, you know, and soul. I think we have the three things. And in Shah, we always say, you know, our medicine is our food, and the food is our medicine, you know, because in Shah, the most important is the nutrition, and this is our base, you know, and from there, everything comes together, you know. So what you eat is exactly, you know, how you feel, how you really react in your life and everything. And the philosophy really is a mix between our nutrition, you know, and mindset, you know, and also body statement, you know?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And I mean, I know it's a holistic approach, and it's this amazing philosophy that, of course, I was there a year ago and I absolutely loved it. And I've kind of, you know, imbibed a lot of those, you know, the Shah philosophy into my lifestyle. And I hope to continue to do that. Thank you so much for your time, Marissa. It was lovely chatting with you. And I'm going to, I know you have to go for lunch. I'm going to quickly summarize after you go what we chatted about. And thank you so much for your time. And I can't wait to meet you soon in India or in Spain.
Me too. I can't wait to meet you and give you a huge hug. And of course, welcome all your clients that are, you know, that we will take care an amazing, you know, service for them.
Thank you so much. See you soon.
Ciao.
Ciao. Bye. Ciao, ciao. All right. So that was Marissa. And we just had a quick conversation. It actually lasted about an hour, but somehow the IGTV video did not save. So I just had to bring her on for a quick intro. So I'll just quickly recap what we spoke about. So the Shah method integrates the most kind of effective and natural therapies, which are like highly therapeutic, in nutrition, without kind of neglecting the latest advances in like Western medicine. And there's a lot of stress on preventive medicine, genetics and anti-aging. We also spoke about, you know, the wellness industry and how it has evolved over the years, you know, from a deeply fragmented market to a more holistic and popular concept. It kind of spans so many different pursuits. So yes, spa, healthy eating, all that is really important, but also mind, body, fitness, you know, workplace wellness, preventative medicine, and, you know, your overall wellness lifestyle. You know, now what's happened is like worldwide, people have embraced the more kind of preventative approaches to health and well-being. Also, in the coming years, as far as wellness is concerned, we'll see a drastic change in how people consume wellness. It's less of an occasional luxury and more infused into a daily aspect of like our daily lives, you know, how we eat, how we work, how we travel, what we wear, you know, all of this. There's been a rise in like wellness communities, there's been a rise in wellness lifestyle and even real estate. So the future is kind of wellness everywhere, and it's not just like an infrequent luxury or experience anymore. We've all been living in this times of unprecedented stress, and you know, given an endless connection, COVID has kind of flashed a torchlight at this issue, and that is why conversations about wellness and adopting a sustainable lifestyle are so important and have taken center stage. Traditionally, the wellness world has been more focused on the body and the outer beauty, but now we're seeing like a profound shift and more emphasis on mental wellness and mind and body approaches, from meditation becoming very, very mainstream. I know a lot of people have, you know, taken on meditation during the lockdown period, to the importance of healthy sleep patterns. I mean, and to a bigger kind of focus on disconnection from social media and from your digital devices. And Marissa suggested that we should try and disconnect at least 4 hours before we go to bed. I know that's not always manageable, but I mean, I've tried doing an hour, which I feel is a great feat already. So wellness today is truly multidimensional, including physical, mental, emotional, social, environmental realms. So I cannot recommend Shah enough. I mean, it's a fantastic, fantastic endeavor. And they'll be opening soon in Mexico, close to Cancun. And also there's another one in Abu Dhabi on the cards. I mean, that should happen in the next couple of months, or probably in the next year. So we'll keep you posted on that. So that's it from me. Thank you very much for joining in. And Aisha, this can be the second time I'm going to try and save this. All right, see you next Friday on the next Detour series. Bye-bye.